Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tributes are pouring in for U.S. Senator John McCain, who died over the weekend from the same form of brain cancer that took the life of his friend, Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy, on exactly the same day 9 years ago. Here's how McCain remembered Kennedy in 2015 at the dedication of the Edward Kennedy Institute for the U.S. Senate in Dorchester.
I miss my friend. I miss him a lot. I knew I would when I said 6 years ago the Senate wouldn't be the same without him. And it hasn't been. That's mostly for reasons unrelated to losing Ted, but I have no doubt the place would be a little more productive and a lot more fun if he were there.
To consider John McCain this morning, we turn to former Massachusetts Senator, longtime Kennedy family friend Paul Kirk, who replaced Ted Kennedy in the Senate in 2009 and served with McCain during his 6 months in office. Good morning, Paul Kirk, and thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning to you, Bob. My pleasure. Hard to listen to that tape, however.
Can I ask you what their relationship was like, Senators Kennedy and McCain?
Yeah, it was a very interesting relationship, and the tribute to two outstanding public servants, each coming from different parts of the country, different political parties, different political philosophies, and both very committed to service and sacrifice. And they got along. They had plenty of political arguments and discussions, but they became very good friends over the course of their years together in the United States Senate and enjoyed great respect for one another.
What was it that drew these two political opposites together?
The thing that really made it important was that they were there to serve their constituents, their state, and their country, and they did it with passion. They respected one another, and why they were there, what they were doing in public life, enjoyed the opportunity to work on issues together.
When you took the place of Senator Kennedy after his death, the first two senators to congratulate you after your oath of office were not members of your own party. They were actually Republicans Mitch McConnell and John McCain. What did that mean to you?
And Olympia Snow as well, who was of the Republican Party and was a great voice while she was in the Senate. I think part of it was obviously their love for Senator Kennedy and their respect for his role, obviously, in the Senate. He understood the common bond and love I had for Senator Kennedy and wanted to be there, I think, to set that kind of an example and send that kind of a message, which I was always grateful for.
Senators McCain and Kennedy were associated, of course, with bipartisanship. Ted Kennedy has been gone, as we said, for 9 years now. John McCain will be buried in a few days. What's lost on Capitol Hill now with both of them gone?
Those are two senators who, if I would say, set examples for the other senators to be better senators themselves. I mean, they it's the way they worked individually, their commitment to what they were doing, their ability to bring people together and work across the aisle, sorely needed, obviously, and would be a better country if those men and their example and inspiration were taken up by the other individuals who succeed them.
And if I might ask one last question, Senator Kirk, how will you remember John McCain?
I'll remember John McCain as one of the most outstanding public servants in the United States of America has seen, both in his sacrifice and service in the military and what he brought to the United States Senate, a man of moral, political, personal courage, principle, and finally, conscience.
Paul Kirk, thank you so very much for joining us this morning on WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you.